Objective: this study aimed to determine the effectiveness of self-talk training on craving, mental health, and rejection sensitivity in individuals with substance use disorders. Methods and materials: the research utilized a quasi-experimental design with pre-test, post-test, and follow-up phases. The statistical population included all opioid substance abusers who referred to outpatient treatment centers in Nassim Shah during 2021-2022, from which 60 participants were selected through purposive sampling based on the inclusion criteria. Data collection instruments included a demographic information checklist, the craving assessment questionnaire for substance use after abstinence, Salehi Fadadi et al. 2011, the mental health continuum short form, and the rejection sensitivity questionnaire. The self-talk training program was conducted over 10 sessions for the experimental groups, while no interventions were implemented for the control group. Data were analyzed using statistical assumption tests and repeated measures analysis of variance with SPSS software version 26. Findings: results indicated a significant interaction effect between group membership and time across pre-test, post-test, and follow-up phases in the linear combination of craving, mental health, and rejection sensitivity variables. Conclusion: it can be concluded that self-talk training was effective in reducing craving and rejection sensitivity while improving mental health in individuals with substance use disorders.